Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to this pre-show talk with Pierre-Paul Savoie. My name is Yolaine Mottet. I'm the arts reporter for the French television, Radio-Canada, for the news at 6 o'clock, Le Téléjournal, Colombie-Britannique. And I'm really, really happy, proud, humbled by this encounter with Pierre-Paul Savoie. This is a presentation by the Chan Center for the Performing Arts, by the PUSH International Performing Arts Festival. And it is a show that is co-produced by PPS Danse, Pierre-Paul Savoie Danse, and the Coup de Coeur Francophone that created it, the first time ever.
Yeah, co-produce it.
You co-produce it.
Yeah.
Danse, Lhasa Danse, a tribute to the late Lhasa Desela. First, let's talk a little bit about the company of Pierre-Paul Savoie, PPS Danse, founded in 1989. And it is a company that is really renowned for multidisciplinary works, featuring strong images and also really raising relevant issues. Pierre-Paul Savoie has worked for the stage, for film, television, theater,
circus,
name it, multidisciplinary.
In my garden too. I work a lot in my garden.
That's very important. He studied theater at the National Theater School of Canada, and he started dance, actually at an age, late age for dance, Pierre-Paul,
24 years old.
Yes.
But I have done discotheque before, so I should start earlier then. But officially, 24.
24. We'll come back to that. In 1996, he was awarded the Jacqueline Lemieux Award from the Canada Council of the Arts for a specific work called Bang, which is probably one of your biggest successes, eh?
Yeah, because this show was tour like done on a period of 5 years, 115 times. All over in different countries, and it's going to be remount next year for his 20th anniversary.
Fantastic. Hopefully we'll be able to see this eventually in Vancouver.
We'll see.
It's a wish. In 2004, you receive the Attitude Reward, now in a positive way. Attitude in English sometimes.
Yeah.
Attitude Reward.
It's a French word.
From ROSEC, which is the Réseau de Diffuseurs de l'Est du Québec. Now, do I need to translate that?
It's a network of presenters in east of Quebec.
Yes, yeah. And this is in recognition to your contribution to dance presentation. In 2008, you were honored with the Rideau Hommage Award for the contribution, for your contribution to the development of dance in Quebec.
Yeah.
So major also award for sure. In 2007, another step, you began to apply an approach called openness to the outside, very intuitive. And that's really what characterize the works of your company. Can you say a word about that?
Yes, because tonight is also really a representation of that, because I decide, usually you have an artistic director who run a company and you see his work. But I was a place in my career where I want to have exchange. So I decided to open to my company to other creators, to other artists, so they can also have an input. It's not only me, it's all together. We work on something that I produce. Mm-hmm. I'm artistic director, but I was really ready to not be the only ego, but to have many egos. What the difficulty was to put people together, and that's why the work now make me get better, because what I exchange and learn and teach to other, and what they teach me to.
Teamwork.
We'll
get there for sure when we'll talk about dance,
Lhasa
Danse. You are known also to help new generations. That's very, very dear to your heart.
And I will explain why.
Yes, why?
Because I was young myself a few years ago. And I always remember how, when you're young and how to proceed, there's nobody beside you to help you, in fact. And you're in front of many, many questions. And I think I remember that really vividly. And that's why I tried to help them to not make too much error, especially expensive error. So I'm there for that, for my community, since the beginning, because I remember what it was.
So you create works for young audiences, right?
Also because...
That you include in your repertoire.
Yeah, because I like children a lot. I found they are the best public. I don't want to insult you, of course. But they are a great public with the openness an artist is looking for, a generosity. Really, they want to eat what you have to teach, and I like this energy. For a creator, it's really stimulating. And they are also really tough on you because they're saying the truth all the time. So I like this kind of relation. It's challenging.
And if we just want to look a little bit in the future, your new project, well, you say Bang, which was really a big highlight, will come back.
Yeah.
And also, you're working right now on a new music and dance show.
It's a secret, but you don't say it to anybody. Now, after doing Lasau, you will see tonight that I discover, I will say, a great way of working. And I was looking for my next subject after that, because I let it, because Lasau is done 2 years ago now, and I was looking who I can talk about, and it's a French poet called Léo Ferré, which is a master, and and I think his poetry, which is really open, will make a great connection with dance. So that's what I'm growing in my head now. What's growing in my head now? Yeah.
That too, we would love to see eventually.
You're young. Be patient.
Well, we are all here tonight because of Lasau.
Yeah.
Maybe we've seen her on stage here in Vancouver. Maybe we listened to her CDs. Maybe because a friend told us you have to come see that. Maybe you read great reviews about the show. But Lasau, we might just want to remember who she was. She was born on the 27th of September, 1972, and she died on the 1st of January, 2010, at the age of 37, so very, very young, breast cancer. In 21 months, she was gone. Her dad was Mexican, or is Mexican, and her mom was an American, and she really traveled the world with them through Mexico and through the States. And she landed in Quebec, in Montreal, in 1991.
Yeah.
She was not yet 20 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And she sang already, and she was singing in bars and trying to make things happening for her with a very varied repertoire as well.
Yeah. She was, at this time, she was with singing standards, just Billie Holiday was her master.
Billie Holiday, yes, for sure, absolutely. Maybe also Chavela Vargas.
Chavela Vargas.
Very, legend, yes.
She said that she wear them. They were her master, so she can listen to him and all day around.
Yeah.
She was nourished by them. Until it was enough, then she went to another one. She had to change, she had to evolve, and that was her
way. She was really moving forward all the time.
All the time.
Only 3 albums, and such an amazing artist, so that's really astonishing. The first one was in 1997, La Llorona. Llorona, actually? Is it the crying person?
The crying woman.
Mm-hmm.
And she said that, in fact, people always hear her as a crying woman, but she said she is a comedian.
Yes, it's a character, yeah.
She felt that nobody see the comedians, everybody see the crying woman.
That's also a recall of Chavela Vargas, no?
Yeah, absolutely. She was, she traveled for 7 years in a bus with her family, mm-hmm. mother, father, 2 sisters at that time, and they crossed United States to Mexico. They pass a long time in Mexico. So the culture of the death there is really important. It's part of their culture. So it's also a lot in her preoccupation as an artist.
Yes, and later in her songs as well.
Yeah.
Right. So that first album was in Spanish. And at the time in Quebec, that was also very unusual, very new. It was not in English, it was not in French. So it really opened up to a new generation of immigrants bringing something different and made a real impact even at that time.
Yeah, what I should say for people, because this is politic, but you know, in Quebec, you know the situation, French, English. But it was wonderful because in fact, you arrived with Spanish. So it breaks the duality, and it makes us really conscious that all culture have something to say. So I think from this moment, Lhasa, in a way, helped to redefine our culture on an open openness.
Openness.
Yeah, I think she was a cultural diversity. She was a porte-parole, an emblem. I don't know what's
spokesperson emblem. In emblem. A way, or ambassador. Yes. Yeah. Absolutely. And that album, the first one, did really well. I think she sold 500,000 albums already with that first album.
Yeah, she, it's opened her the international market. It was her first album, but people recognize a great interpret, great presence on stage.
And there was also an encounter with
Yves Desrosiers.
Yves Desrosiers, that was very important at the time.
In fact, she was a person who was looking for a musician. Someone who can work with her.
Yes.
And in fact, someone introduced it to him, and then they decide, okay, we'll do the Spanish song. So he really helped her and create her, in a way, contribute to create the her. So it was a significant encounter.
In 2003 was her second album, The Living Road. Yeah. Three languages, Spanish, English, and French.
Yeah.
Also very important.
Yeah. And just to add, in fact, the first album, she said that she was Spanish first, English mother tongue was English, Spanish was her second language. And she decided to write in Spanish because she find English for her was too everyday, quotidien.
Yeah. Everyday. Daily life.
So she found she didn't have enough poetry. She said it's later that she realized that she was able to have her poetry in her
own language. The third
exactly.
album.
Exactly. Just at the third album, she felt comfortable to create in her own language.
Yes, the last album, the third one that she managed to finish before she passed away, was released in spring 2009. From her, it's her name, Lhasa, and it's in English, and it was self-produced, and also all the influences, again, folk, a little bit jazz, a little bit country notes, yes.
Diversity of
style. She toured, she had time to tour quite a bit in Europe, and actually her last two performances were done in Iceland. Yeah. In May 2009, and she had to cancel the international tour she was about to start in the fall, and she died, like I said, on January 1st, 2010. The diversity is not an exception, she said. It's a rule. So that was really one thing that she wanted to carry on. You talked about her influences. We said Billie Holiday, Chavela Vargas, Tom Waits also, Brel.
But just to clarify that, I think, she had a period with an artist where it helped her to grow. But at the last album, she have, in fact, an important thing, she created an album every 5 years only. Because she said for her songs, words, music, it have to mature like good wine or good alcohol, it cannot just be true. So she worked passionately about choosing the good words, choosing the good notes, choosing the good harmony. So she worked like to create a jewel. And that was conduct me to say that, in fact, she had this area, but at the end of her life, after the second album, she had problem with her voice, so she had to stop to sing. And then she realized that she never sang with her natural voice. And she said that in the last album that she found her real voice, but also she said, I don't want to suffer anymore. My voice, I have to become soft. Because she felt that she wants so much that have other characters. Exactly, the tone change, mm-hmm. because she was carrying all those characters with her, and then she find her way, with her natural way, her natural path, in fact, and that changed the way she approached singing. She always have a lot of soul in singing, but at the end, the soul and the voice were together.
Yeah. Have you ever met her?
I met her once, and I will tell you, it's like if I was meeting this person on the street, you know, you feel the aura of the person. The way she sing, that's what I saw. She wasn't singing, she was walking, mm-hmm. but you feel the, it was a aura in a way, because she was totally there. And entière, we said, and intègre, mm-hmm. and open to the world, and looking for beauty. That's what I felt in an encounter on the street.
So did you talk?
No. We don't need to talk sometimes, you don't know that? Sometimes you can feel, and I think, you know,
absolutely.
It's a language. Feeling is a form of language.
So what triggered the idea of wanting to make a show about her? What was so important for you to...
Yeah. As I said, in fact, when people are there, we only prend pour acquis.
So you take them for granted.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. When they're not there, you're slowly realizing their value. And that's what happened to me. The last album, I should say, I never heard of it before she died. It's after when I discovered it, I said, mm-hmm. that's where she was, in fact, because I felt from the first album that we hear a lot. It was really popular. And the last album, I saw such an artist, a curve, a progression, mm-hmm. Someone who encountered herself.
Yeah.
yeah. And that was, for me, striking. And I should say, it was so beautiful. It was melancholic, but in a way, the last album, but such a quality, such a diversity of music, and such poetry. The poetry is wonderful. You know, we are talking about Leonard Cohen as a master of songwriting, but I think she's there too. And what I like about, it's like... I felt in her voice and in the words that, yes, she had found herself, and she was so intègre, that she communicated with us really directly to our soul. It's not, there's nothing superficial about mm-hmm. her way she approached song. It's coming from deep and connect deep. Exactly what you're going to live tonight, I prevent you. Mm-hmm. It's talking to your soul. And that's why you will communicate with your soul all night long. And I should continue on one thing.
Yeah.
It's what was strike me also in this album, the last one. She wrote song about death, because death in Mexican culture, as I explained, it's really present. Mm-hmm. And it was in all her three albums, it was present death. But in the last album, she talked about it, but those songs were dreamed. And they were inspired by talk with her father, which is really important. Tonight she will talk about her father tonight. And she talked about what is to die. And I think death is a taboo in our society. But she speak about it with such, I will say, a comforting angle. That's really struck me. I'm an age where you begin to think, where are we going, you know? And she's the only person who was able to give me an insight on what it is and what's mm-hmm. coming after, what's coming before too. But so I think this, for me, was her big contribution to humanity, to was able to talk about this societal taboo.
I would like to, because time is
flying. Oh, time is so short.
I'd like to talk about the show. So why did you decide to make a show,
yeah.
and what kind of a show you wanted to put?
Yeah, I decided to, because first I was personally really moved mm-hmm. by what I heard. Mm-hmm. And for an artist, this is always the starting point. That you, mm-hmm. there's an emotion, there's mm-hmm. something that you don't know what it is. It's a mysterious, but you feel something is in you. I've touched you, the emotion, you recognize the instinct. And that's what I felt with Lhasa. I in a way, her father said to me, you loved her, but in fact, it's like to fall in love. You're full of something. And in fact, I do this show because I want what I felt also being felt by others. And I think the show now, we've done it 25 times, I know that's happening. Mm-hmm. I was just like a mirror on her work. Mm-hmm. And it's passed through my guts, through my artistic view, and it's get to the public this way. So this is how, with this inspiration, I said, okay, I'm going to do something. I'm going to make her work resonate to new public through time.
And you chose to do it in collaboration with other people rather than doing it, let's say, yourself with your company.
Yeah. So the first partner that I have, which is here tonight, this gentleman here. Get up, mister.
What's his name?
Monsieur Alain Chartrand, which is the director of Coup de Cœur Francophone, which is a festival about songs in French. It's based in Montreal, but have...
We have our version here in Vancouver in the fall as well.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. So I went to meet this presenter. I talked about my idea, and he was also inspired by it. And we co-produce it. And then we talk about how we will do it. And he said, yes, with musician, yes, with singer. It's going to be live. And then we begin. We sit around the table, a few meetings. And then we look at who will be the singers first. Because to sing La Sa de Sella, just after her death, 1 year and a half after, everybody was a little bit afraid because the benchmark is high. Mm-hmm. And it's nearly intimidating to walk in her shoes. So we want a different generation, but we want good interpret. We want talented people that can use it and go somewhere with it, at least at the same level. Mm-hmm. So the singers that we choose were Karen Young, that you will see tonight, Alexandre Desilets, that you will maybe discover tonight. Just to present them a little bit, Karen Young is a jazz singer, 60 years old, and she's singing Lassa. Alexandre Desilets is a young man in the 30s with a wonderful voice. Bia, which is was a good friend of...
Very close to her.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Lassa de Sella. And also Alexandra Ribera, which is a mix of Argentinian and... European country, I don't know, mother. And mother maybe is here, in fact. And those four artists were the key. And then we select the musician and then the dance.
So musicians who have already worked with her?
Some because at the beginning of the show we have changed a bit, because mm-hmm. but some at the beginning were in her last band, but some have collaborated with her. So tonight some people have collaborated with her who are playing, but we want also have distance from the work. So we also were really willing to put a new team. Now on the dance field, because I was thinking it was based on one idea, the soul of Lassa plus the soul of music, of dance. Because dance have a lot of soul, so I was thinking that those two soul meeting will make something magic. And this is what's happened, in fact, the encounter. And like we talk about openness, so what I want to do, it's because Lassa have a diversity of music styles, so I decide, okay, I will also show this diversity in dance, because I'm coming from the dance world. And I was thinking that many people don't go to dance because they don't really know what it is. Mm-hmm. Dance is not a uniformity, it's also a diversity. So I asked a choreographer from Montreal community, from different dance styles, to I sent them the three CDs. I said, what do you feel? That was the question. And they all come back with answer, and I tried to give them the song they were liking. We did the same for the
that must have been
singer.
Awesome. Yeah.
Sometimes I have to be the umpire.
That's the time.
Oh my God. So in fact, all those artists shared the process with me. In fact, I mm-hmm. direct, I choreograph also a bit, but I don't want to have a new uniformity. I want diversity. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of layer in this performance.
So there's not only contemporary dance.
No, you will see flamenco, mm-hmm. you will see gumboots, neoclassical ballet, mm-hmm. Bharatanatyam contemporary, social dance, and what else?
Wow.
Another contemporary dance. So you will see diversity, but all with her songs.
And yes, everybody's dancing on her songs, singing her songs. So it's all intertwined?
Yes, intertwined. This is a good thing because I didn't want three disciplines, one beside. I tried to make this happen.
Yes, yes. They blend.
They blend. They work together. Yeah. they work and you will feel the energy. That's one of the force of the performance. They work together.
With live music on stage.
With live music and good live music, with a good theater for sound.
How many people together?
16 person that you will see tonight. And 60, I will add a word, extraordinary people. Mm-hmm. Everybody is engaged in this show because the direction was we serve Lhasa. It was not serve ourselves, it was server. That was the objective. And 2 years later, it's still really what's happening.
And you're touring with that. You've done it quite a few times in Quebec already.
Yeah,
even though at the beginning, as Alain Chartrand told me, it was done supposed to be done only one night.
Yeah.
But the impact was so big that people asked to see it again. And then you start touring it.
Yeah.
And now you're in a Canadian tour right now.
Yeah.
You were in Alberta Thursday night.
Yeah.
Tonight here, you're going to Whitehorse
Monday.
Monday.
And Regina.
And then Regina
Wednesday.
Next Wednesday.
And we've did back in Toronto Quebec. Before, and we did Halifax and Moncton, and we did maybe 15 cities in Quebec.
Any chance that this goes worldwide?
We hope. But you will tell us tonight. It's your responsibility. But I will tell what other public said. Other public said that it's world class. So we should be able to get there. But we will wait. Your verdict.
Can you leave us with a thought that you have about Lhasa?
Yeah. I started this show 2 years and a half ago, and I'm still really moved. Like you will be moved, because it's rare in this world where you feel that someone have a strong influence on who you're becoming. Not who you are, but who you're becoming. And I think for me, I realized that a few nights ago when I was in preparation of the show, and said, yeah, working with her universe is transforming me. I feel it. She showed me a lot of things. And it's not because I know her personally. We don't need to know personally, in fact. Mm-hmm. I think it's what we feel, that's what we understand, and what they teach us. So tonight, she will contribute to your own education. And I will say a few words before the show that will give you also to share it with all the other spectators who don't have the chance to be here. And it will tell you where we're going. But I think you will prepare yourself to live something. It's not a show. It's a sacred space that you will see tonight.
But with lots of joy.
Yeah. But
it's not
sad. I think just to give a key to the spectator, I think what's happening is you will look at yourself. Lhasa is a universal story. It's your story, in fact. Mm-hmm. She has the same road than you in different, her own path. But you will make connection with yourself. And this is really rare that someone is nearly making us in front of our own mirror. And I think that's what she tried, because she was she was a person with principle, mm-hmm. and with value. Mm-hmm. And you will see her value, you will discover her value, which are, for me, like I said, as an artist, really inspiring. And I say this word for all the performers, because mm-hmm. you will see that everybody, in a way, we're all together with her.
But that was very inspiring, too. Thank you very much, Pierre-Paul Savoy.
Enjoy.
Thank you all. Have a good show.